Come to order. Senator Sachs, Senator Joseph, is he here yet? He was right here, Senator Joseph. Senator Bennett has the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the body for the next 72 hours.
Extreme personal problems, no objection. We are going to go to special orders at this time without objection. Senator Joseph, do you wish the floor?
Mr. President, only to report that if I may discuss the question of adjournment.
You have the floor, Senator.
I had the opportunity to listen to portion of the House of Representatives proceedings, and there are just a couple of points that I think I would make at this time, Mr. President. First, it was somewhat bewildering because the statement was made that for the past 30 days the House had finished its work and was waiting for the Senate to do things so that we could be adjourned, and I just noticed that 30 days ago the House Journal was at page 3,641, and the last entry for May 29 was page 4,146. So there's about 500 pages of House Journal activity during that 30-day period, which does indicate that the House was busy and not just waiting for the Senate. Of course, the senators will remember that on May 29, the House stayed in session for a very long time, May 29-30, staying in session until 6 o'clock in the morning, and that indicates, without any further argument from me, that the House had its own work to do. The second thing, Mr. President, is that the proposition was stated on the floor by the distinguished majority leader of the House that the way to end the session is for the houses to be out of session, at least for the House of Representatives to be out of session, and for negotiating teams to resolve the issues outstanding between the bodies. I think that it's the position of the leadership caucus that that is not the way to end a session, that it would be a poor precedent to set, that the way to end the session is for conference committees to work on any issues that remain to be addressed in the way that's contemplated by the rules of procedure, in an open way, in public meetings, rather than to have a few people appointed or self-appointed as negotiators from each body do things while the rest of the body is scattered around the state or around the Western world. So for that reason, Mr. President, that is not an appealing alternative to many of us in the Senate. It therefore seems most appropriate that if we want to resolve these issues without a special Senate, a special session, that we proceed by trying to encourage the House to do its work when they return on Thursday, since they made their sine die adjournment motion today, and that we should be here on Thursday to conduct the orderly business of the legislature. Many of us feel that in a matter of a few hours, conference committees can resolve the differences between the bodies, and that is the way that the rules and legislative procedures call for, and that's the way we plan to proceed. Thank you.
Senator Ray.
No other business come before the Senate. I move we adjourn to 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Adjourn till 10 a.m.